good deal in the end. Back then, you started, we'll start off with number 386. When my soul is singing in the promised land above, I'll be satisfied, praising Christ the Savior for redeeming grace and love. I'll be led song leaders to lead those songs tonight. We appreciate them. I appreciate all of you coming, being with us. This is a far better crowd than I had last night in size. And they were good. The people that came are good people. You were good tonight, and we appreciate you coming. If we had a few back there that never ended obedience to the gospel, it'd be all right for them to be back there, too. You just get them here. It's always good to see you. We've had a good speaker last night, and I know he needs to be a good one tonight. We also have Brother Danny Haver coming with us. And we got several on our prayer list. You have two that are sick, and those that have lost loved ones recently. Let's just remember them as we put our Heavenly Father in prayer. Brother Haver came and said his wife was sick. Is that right? We'll remember you. Some of you brothers may have someone else you'd like to add to this.
We also need to remember Brother David Daniel and Sister Thelma Daniel. They're both having problems.
Anyone else?
I remember Kim Hicks' mother.
Anyone else?
From Dartmoor.
If not anyone else from us, Brother Eric,
my dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening thanking you so much for all the many lessons that you have so graciously given unto each and every one of us. We thank you for all the things that we have, and we know that all these things are gifts from you. Father, help us always to remember that. Father, we're so thankful to be able to gather together here at this congregation and to sing songs of praises to your name and study another portion of your word, fellowship one with another. Father, may this be a blessing to each and every one of us, and may we do the things that's acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Father, we're so thankful for the church here at Ephesus and what it stands for and the faithfulness in your word that, Father, we ask you to continue to bless them, bless the leaders and teachers, bless each member, that they may continue and that they may grow and be that church that you would have them be. Father, we pray for the congregations that are all around us that are in different places and different parts of this country here and other parts of the world. We pray for unity and peace. Help us all to strive to answer that prayer that Jesus prayed for unity. Help us to be the church, that bride that is spotless. Help us to be that which you have us to be. Father, we are thankful for Brother Dwight as he comes tonight to bring us a message. We ask you that he might continue this wonderful work and that what he has studied, that he might convey it to us and that we can understand more about your word. Father, we're so thankful for the Bible, the word that we have, and we ask you to help us to rightly divide it. Help us to have that knowledge, that wisdom, to understand so that we can walk in that pathway that is straight and narrow. Father, we thank you for all the leaders and teachers and evangelists that go from place to place teaching your word. We ask you to be with them, that they may continue this wonderful work and that there may be those that will hear the word and obey it before it's too late. We pray for the young ones that are coming along that are studying and giving lessons and working in the church. We pray that they may continue to grow in grace and knowledge. Father, we pray for families that have children, that they may be able to bring these children up in the nurture and admonition, that they too might be faithful as time goes on. Father, we know that we make mistakes, that we're not perfect. We ask you to forgive us of our wrongdoings, the things that we think, say, and do, and the things that we leave undone, that we fail to. Father, help us to realize the errors that we make and put these things out of our life. We ask you to have our blessings upon those that were mentioned here before us, those that are sick of various congregations and on beds of affliction. We ask you that you would heal them, it be your will, that they can again come out and be amongst us and overcome the sicknesses that they have and endure. And for those that are old age, comfort them the remaining days of their life. And Father, we pray for those who lost their wonderful loved ones. Father, we ask you that you would comfort them and comfort us in this time that we know that you can do, and help us to understand the things that take place in our lives. Sometimes we don't really see them and understand. Help us to understand. Father, we ask you to bless the widows, the orphans, the homeless, all those that is our duty to pray for. We pray for peace in this world. And we pray in your teachings that there will be wars, there will be rumors of wars. And we ask from our side of life, that human side, that we want peace and we desire it. But Father, it be your will and not ours. And if things happen here in this country and laws are changed and things are taken away from us that keep us from worshiping as we are now, help us always to be strong. Help us to put you first in our life. Continue. Father, we're so thankful for Jesus and what he has done for us, the life that he lived, the suffering that he went through, and all the things that he has done, that we, through him, can have that peace of knowing that if we're faithful, we can have that home in heaven with you. Help us to always do the things that's right, and as we go through life, help us to realize what Jesus has done, and help us to overcome the snares and temptations and trials that's put before us that we come in contact with, that Satan puts upon us. Help us to realize and see that way of escape that you said is there. Father, now as we go through this service, we begin to pray that the things that we do are helpful to each and every one, and that it might be a blessing to us, that we can know better how to live that life that you have us live. We pray for those that have known the way and have turned aside and went back into the ways of the world. Father, may the life that we live, may the things we say, the things that we do, may something happen in their life if they realize the importance of correcting this before they pass from this world. Father, help us to be that shining light to those we come in contact with. Lord, guide and direct us, we pray for all this, our duty to pray for. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We've had another wonderful prayer tonight. Appreciate it. Don, and praying for all of us that are here this evening, doing well. So, we had a good lesson last night, as I've already said, I think. Say it again, and we talked about way back then, and not too long ago I put together a little song called Way Back Then. I told him I wouldn't sing it in church though, and it made me think of that. It made me think of the things that we went through with back then. And times were different, and we don't know how good we've got it here at Ephesus. Today, just in the church building. We, back there 7 years ago, you didn't have a church building like this, or like the ones that you meet in. And you didn't come here to listen to me, but I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in and tell you that we appreciate you coming this evening to hear Brother Dwight. Of course, that's a good message. After we sang first and the last of 387, we'll turn in charge of the service over to him.
Behind this land of hardships,
It's good to be here tonight, but